Welcome to the Independent RX Forum with Pharmacy Times and the National Community Pharmacists Association, the leading advocate and business education resource for America's independent pharmacists. Welcome to the Independent RX Forum podcast. I'm Jill Murphy from Pharmacy Focus, and I'm joined by Doug Hoey and Bree Morris from NCPA for our first episode. I'm so happy to have you both on today. And Doug, I really wanted to ask you this. This podcast is not only a huge deal for Pharmacy Focus, but what does this podcast mean to you and for NCPA and independent pharmacists as a whole?
Well, first of all, hi, Jill. It's nice to meet you, and it's a real pleasure to be doing the podcast. And we're excited about the podcast. You know, for the first time, it gives NCPA, our business cards, our tagline is we're the voice for community pharmacists. And so we bring that voice in a lot of different ways through our advocacy, through our training, through ways that we network, help pharmacists network with each other. And this podcast is yet another way for us to bring our voice to community pharmacists to share what we're doing on their behalf, what we're hearing from them, and ways that we can help them be more successful. So we're very excited about it. We're excited to be partnering with Pharmacy Times and to bring you Independent RX, the podcast.
And it's very mutual over here as well. And I wanted to ask you, for people who are new to this podcast or new to our series, what exactly is NCPA and your main focus as an organization?
Sure. So NCPA, I mean, just for the very basics, we're the National Community Pharmacists Association, NCPA. We've been around since 1898, representing independent pharmacy owners, really independently owned pharmacies across the country. So that's, you know, regional chains, independently owned pharmacies, basically pharmacies that are not publicly traded. And we've been doing that since, like I said, since 1898, so for over 120 years. Our calling card is advocacy, both federal and state. We're very active in the states, especially partnering with the state associations, but other pharmacy advocates in the states, but then also, of course, federally. And then we're also, NCPA is very involved in helping pharmacy owners and their pharmacy teams be successful. So just as one example, as the vaccines have been coming out over the last year and a half, NCPA was integral in helping make sure that independents had access to the vaccines. Because at the very start, those vaccines were really being sent just to the big chain. So that's just one example, training pharmacists to take advantage of some of the trends in the marketplace to take care of patients. But that's some of the basics for NCPA. We started along with our partners in North Carolina, Community Care of North Carolina, CPESN. And that's really to help pharmacists get paid for their clinical services, some of the services they provide. We are governed by a board of 9 board members who are all pharmacy owners from all different practice settings. They all have independent stores, but then some of them have long-term care. Some of them have very robust compounding businesses. Many of them are involved with CPSN. So we represent pharmacists from all, independent pharmacists from all practice settings and from coast to coast. Those board members are from Washington State to Georgia. So they're across the country. We really take pride in keeping the pulse of what's going on with our members. We never want to be in an ivory tower somewhere. And to do that, we've got a number of pharmacists on our staff who help keep us, you know, ear to the ground as far as what's going on in the pharmacies. We've got a number of attorneys and other professionals who help us with the federal and state advocacy, the business education, and then our student program. We have a student program to help create the next generation of independent pharmacy owners. Our big focus, Jill, is to change the pharmacy payment model. When we look at the interaction we have with our members, it almost always goes back to taking care of the patient and how do I get paid for it? And, you know, just almost every single topic that we hear about from our members is, I want to take care of my patient, but I need to get paid for it in order to keep my lights on and keep the doors open. this changing the pharmacy payment model, I just can't, you know, say it enough. If I was to get a tattoo, that's the one I would have, is changing the pharmacy payment model. You know, because the current system is such a mess. It's complex, it's cumbersome, and most of all, it's covert, which we think empowers the PBMs to take advantage of the system. And we also say pretty frequently that the United States has the highest drug prices in the world, and yet we're the only country in the world that has handed over the prescription drug benefit to PBM. So we don't think that's a coincidence. And so PBM reform is part of changing the pharmacy payment model. The two areas we're focused on the most in changing the pharmacy payment model is Medicaid managed care reform. And one of the reasons for that is because we know that independents serve a disproportionately high number of Medicaid patients. And so when those Medicaid rates are cut to the bone, which we've seen in a lot of states, the independents suffer the most. And that also makes, you know, causes patients to suffer because they lose the accessibility of their local pharmacy. So we've worked with a number of states on Medicaid managed care reform. There's been a number of successes in that area. We're also working on some federal legislation that would impact Medicaid payment. So really, you know, changing that pharmacy payment model through Medicaid is one of the areas. And then last but not least, and I'll come up for air here, is practice transformation. You know, we know as far as changing the pharmacy payment model, pharmacists have to get paid fairly for dispensing of the prescription, but they also have to be paid for the services they provide. We know that payment prescription dispensing by itself is going to be, it's going to be difficult without also getting paid for services. And that's really where the main value is that pharmacists can provide. So I mentioned CPSN a couple minutes ago, and CPSN is really our vehicle, NCPA's vehicle, to change that pharmacy payment model to help pharmacies get paid for the services they provide through these local networks of pharmacists. And we're very excited about CPSN, very excited about pharmacists getting paid for their services, again, leading to changing the pharmacy payment model.
Yeah, you guys have a multitude of initiatives that you have going on at NCPA. And from what I hear in the pharmacy grapevine is that NCPA has their annual convention coming up to continue to support these initiatives. What exactly are the details for this year's convention?
Yes, we're very excited about the convention. Last year, of course, was COVID. So we had a virtual meeting, which was great, but it's still not the same as being in person. So this year, we are on schedule to be in person. It's October the 9th through the 12th in Charlotte. So we haven't been to Charlotte. I've been at NCPA for a long time, and we've never been to Charlotte, but we know it's a vibrant city, and so we're excited to be in Charlotte and in the state of North Carolina for the first time in a very, very long time. This is one of the only opportunities for independent pharmacists to get together in 2021 because of the pandemic. And so we know there's a lot of pent-up desire and demand for pharmacists to be able to see each other socially distanced, eye to eye. So it's a great event for independent pharmacy owners and their teams to make connections, exchange best practices. We have some of the most successful pharmacy owners in the country coming to share how things are working in their pharmacy. And so it's not very much real world type of programs. And then our industry partners, you know, that's something that's really changed over the last few years with COVID, is that the partnership opportunities that pharmacies need. For example, point of care testing. You know, point of care testing existed before COVID, but it's really accelerated in the last year and a half. So that's just one example of the type of industry partners that are there supporting independent pharmacy and can help pharmacies and attendants help their business grow. So it's going to be a great event. People can find out more, of course, on the website, ncpa.org, and there's still time to register. The convention theme is, you know, apropos to the pandemic, the world we're living in, is leveraging the disruption, which is, you know, addresses the way that independent pharmacy has responded heroically, by the way, to the COVID-19 crisis and the changes that have been caused during the emergency and the, some of these changes that are going to be permanent from now on. So we're excited about that theme of leveraging the disruption to be really symbolic of the heroic efforts our members have provided over the last, particularly over the last year and a half.
So Bree, leveraging the disruption, can you explain to us what exactly that means for the attendees at this year's NCPA convention? And if there's any programs you'd like to highlight that really assist this motto?
Yeah, absolutely, Jill. You know, as Doug mentioned, it's been a crazy year and a half for the whole world. And community pharmacy is really risen to the occasion and met the needs of their community. So leveraging the disruption is really about, you know, there's been this need for accessible, routine, and urgent healthcare during the pandemic that has accelerated the widespread adoption of innovative pharmacy services. You know, we saw it in the early days around curbside delivery, appointment-based COVID-19 testing, and then eventually vaccines, expanded medical billing, lots of different opportunities there. So this year's program really focuses on how community pharmacies can leverage that innovation that resulted from the turbulence of the pandemic to springboard their pharmacy into the future. Pharmacies are adopting a more primary care approach to patient care in different areas. And this isn't necessarily new, but what we've seen is just this vast acceleration in the last year around workflow and mindset and, you know, billing pathways, to name a few. A great example is point of care testing. You know, we've been talking about it for about 5 years now, and, you know, we would do some programming on it and get a few interested trailblazers who wanted to move forward. But we've seen, you know, such an insurgence of pharmacies that are interested in this service now and really looking at how they can expand their COVID-19 testing into testing year round. What we're really excited about is the program will strive to kind of paint a picture of what that primary care pharmacy model looks like and give pharmacies and their teams an actionable roadmap to get your team there. What's exciting about being in North Carolina is many times I call it kind of a mecca for community innovative pharmacy trailblazers and their team. You know, Doug mentioned earlier about CPSN. North Carolina is sort of the home base for CPSN. And just right in the Charlotte area, you've got these great pharmacy owners. There are a lot there, but, you know, ones that come to mind, Joe Moose and Ashley Moose, Amina Abubakar and Josh Remney are all within about 30 minutes of the convention center. And so what's really exciting about being in their hometown in Charlotte is it really gives us an opportunity to hear from some key members of their teams that have helped get them where they are. We're really excited this year to partner with Amina Abubakar and her Avant Pharmacy and Wellness in Charlotte for a pre-convention program on chronic care and collaborative practice that can happen within your four walls. But what's really exciting about that is that we're going to have a behind-the-scenes tour of her brand new pharmacy that evening. So that's on Friday, October 8th. And folks can still register for that event. It's a can't miss event. I don't think we've ever done anything like that before. And as far as programming, you asked about programming, you know, business education directly from your peers. And that's what NCPA is all about, is showing community pharmacies, other pharmacies that have been successful and doing what they're trying to do. So just a few key programs that I'm looking forward to: taking charge of technology, enhancing your existing appointment models. You know, everyone kind of trial by fire figured out what a scheduling platform looked like for their COVID vaccines, as well as COVID-19 testing. And so now that we've kind of gotten over that hump, and I know we're now looking at boosters, but it's time to kind of look at it and refine, you know, how do I best utilize this, and how do I take that platform that I've used to maybe schedule other services? So that's going to be a great session followed by Shoot the Breeze, where folks can kind of learn from one another in a non-CE format where they can ask any questions that they have. We also have Rannon Ching here from Tarrytown Pharmacy. Rannon spearheaded point of care testing services all the way back in 2016. So he was one of the trailblazers that I mentioned previously. And he later became one of the first pharmacies in the nation to offer COVID-19 testing. So we're talking about point of care testing and, you know, how that moves beyond COVID-19. We also have Dr. Mack, who I and many folks refer to him as the Superman pharmacist. He is out of Pennsylvania, and his Skip Pack Pharmacy has given more than 46,000 vaccinations through a series of community clinics. While that's impressive on its own, what's really amazing when you think about it is Dr. Mack's staff is only himself and a technician. So that he's been able to build up a volunteer task force that's been able to make such a huge impact in their community. So he's here to talk about, you know, what he's done, how he's been successful in vaccinating so many people in his area. And as we look towards boosters, how other pharmacies can do that as well. We've also got the HR director from Hyatt Pharmacy in Milwaukee to talk about, you know, becoming a recruitment and retention rock star. We've heard from lots of our members, and we know it's tough right now, you know, recruiting staff and keeping staff during this pandemic. And so Christine is going to talk about, you know, what's been successful for Hyatt and how you can do that in your own practice. And then, of course, we've, you know, got plenty of topics on operations and, you know, so things you need to think about around COVID law and accounting information. And then another session I'm really looking forward to is NCPA Legal Wins and leading the charge on PBM policing in the states. There's been lots of changes in the last year and a half, and we've had some good wins for pharmacy, starting with the Rutledge versus PCMA Supreme Court case. So we've got some legal experts here who are really going to break that down and explain to the attendees what that really means for your practice. So it's going to be a really awesome program. We are jump-starting each day with what we call a take five, which is where a member gives 5 minutes on something that's working well, saving them money, making them money in their pharmacy, and then you have 10 minutes to ask questions. So that'll be Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Then on Tuesday, we kick things off their House of Delegates. But it's going to be an awesome meeting. I can't wait to reconnect with my colleagues, and I hope to see you guys there.
Doug and Bree, thank you so much for an informative first episode. That was amazing. Is there anything else that you guys would like to add about NCPA or the upcoming convention for our listeners?
There's a lot that we could talk about as far as what NCPA is doing, really, to help independent pharmacy owners. That's the only reason we exist. And that's why we were created. But I guess I'll save some of that for future podcasts. As far as the convention, I would just, again, remind people that it's coming up pretty fast. Again, October the 9th through the 12th in Charlotte. There's actually some pre-programs. So for some programs, they'll actually start a day or two before October 9th. And people can find out more. They can still register and go to ncpa.org to register and find out more. So we're really excited about the potential to see people again. Love seeing people through Zoom and through other video platforms, but it's just not the same. We're excited to reconnect in person with folks in Charlotte next month.